Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Thanks, Eamon and Stephen. You are listening to News Talk's Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. We're with you until 2 o'clock this Wednesday afternoon. Still to come on the programme, nutritional therapist Fawn Clark is going to be with us in about a half an hour's time to talk about her own experience, her own journey with an eating disorder, and also to answer questions on how to create a healthy relationship between yourself and food. We're going to be chatting about that. If you have questions for Fawn, send them into us, 53106. The rise and rise of Daddy Cool. I've been at the job of being a dad has changed. We'll be talking about that in 20 minutes time as well. But as always, if you want to get in touch with us on the programme, you can get us on Twitter at Lunchtime Live NT. The email address is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. And if you want to join us online or on air, I should say, it's 1890 453 106. But we want to talk about tipping, because in the US, a sign on the window of a restaurant in New York has sparked a lot of debate around the subject of tipping. It reads, servers make the state minimum wage, which is $5.65. Most of it's taken away in taxes. It continues then, they rely on your tips to make a living. When you don't leave a tip, they would have served you for the duration of your entire meal for nothing. Take care of those who take care of you. Do you tip on a regular basis? 1890 453 106. Brenda Hyland-Byrne of the Irish School of Etiquette is with us here on Lunchtime Live. What is the tipping etiquette like in Ireland, Brenda?
Andrea, the tipping etiquette in Ireland, I think, is most of the time, it's quite generous. At the end of the day, I suppose we're a fairly generous nation. And then when you talk about tipping is really being respectful to somebody, especially if you've got good service. And I do think most people in our Irish society, we do tip, and rightly so. Now, if your service wasn't great, you know, you might hold back. But generally speaking, it's 10 to 15%. Now, we're in a different situation entirely. I think that restaurant in the US certainly shot themselves in the foot and have exposed themselves, because it's pretty appalling when you think $5.65 taxes taken from us. They are certainly relying on tipping, without a doubt. Whereas we have the living wage. It's not like, I think it's around 10-20, and of course if you're living in Dublin, you know, it's relative, isn't it? But certainly tipping has become certainly far more common in Ireland as time has gone by.
Stay with us, Brenda, yeah, because Lucy is also on the line as well. Lucy, you worked in the restaurant business. How was tipping when you were in that industry?
That's a long time ago. Good afternoon, Andrea. It was okay. Now, it wasn't always great. Sometimes it was wonderful. Like one time this group of Austrian tourists came in and they gave us all £1, and we were, oh my God, this is fantastic. Like it was, like I'm talking about 40 something years ago now.
Right.
And we were just, oh God, this is great. This is wonderful. So, you know, it's when you get a tip, you feel appreciated. You feel I've done my job well. And it just makes you feel better, you know? You do work hard. Restaurant work is hard. Like, people say, oh, there's nothing. But you're only carrying a plate. It's just that. I mean, you have to try and gauge your customers. Sometimes they're in a really bad mood and, you know, how do I handle this kind of thing? And sometimes they're lovely and they're great. It all depends. One time we had two ladies come in and they had five children between them. They let the little darlings run around the cafe, and they created absolute havoc.
Yeah. Well, now, if I had been at another table, I wouldn't have tipped if I had been sitting at another table and that was going on.
I can understand. But I mean, the waiting staff can only say, would you please sit down now? There's a good child. You can't do anything more than that.
I know. It is. It's difficult.
You know, and it's,
Mo was with
us.
Mo was with us as well. Let me just bring Mo in too. Mo, you also, like Lucy, worked in hospitality for a number of years. How did you find tipping etiquette here?
Well, I'm from the States, where tipping is really the done thing. But I never made a living wage when I was in the restaurant industry. I made €25 a shift, and so I completely depended on tipping. And I found that most Irish people tipped for the most part. We were next door to a big hotel, and when the Americans came in, it was great because we knew they tip well. But they were also extremely demanding as well. So that's part and parcel of, you know, why, you know, the tip reflects if you're going to be difficult or if you're going to ask more from your waitress, then, you know, you give them a little bit of tip. I understand why people would resent tipping. And, you know, if people were paid a proper wage, then tipping wouldn't be such a deal. But then restaurants really struggle, and labor is one of their main costs. And the restaurant industry is notorious for, you know, being difficult, and restaurants fail all the time. I think it's really comes down to, you know, somebody needs to pay the staff, and whether that's going to be the restaurant or the punter. You know, most servers, certainly that I know, they're not making a lot of money. A lot of them are the working poor. And I understand why people don't want to tip, but if you're not tipping, the only person that's really going to feel it and be affected is that low wage worker. So I just always factor in, okay, my meal is going to be 100 euros plus 10% or 15%.
Even in Ireland, you add 10% more as well.
Oh, always, yeah. And if they're really good, I'd give them 15. And even when they're bad, I mean, the other day we went out and it was a terrible meal, and it was really disappointing because it was the first meal we went out since the pandemic. But I still tipped the staff because the food wasn't great, but I knew that the waiters were trying their best. And they're the ones who will probably be getting the money unless it's shared. And, you know, I depended on tips to pay my rent, so I can really empathize with them.
Do you think, Brenda, that should we only tip when service is good, or should you tip in any circumstance?
Well, it's a very good point that Mo made there. You know, that it isn't, it absolutely won't be the fault of the staff unless somebody is pretty obnoxious to you. It'll certainly, not be the best for them in the end. But we also have to consider another thing, you know, that happens. We now can give tipping through the card.
That's right.
And often, long time ago too, I too was in that industry. It isn't being given to the staff. And of course, this is another discussion in a lot of cases. So we have to be careful that, we do tip the staff, I think, and continue to do that, and in a generous fashion.
It kind of makes it a little bit trickier, though, Mo, doesn't it, now with, with the laser card machines, when people come over to you at the table to pay your bill, and they hand you the laser machine, and you put in your card, and then it'll come up, and usually the waitress or waiter will say to you, you know, if you want to add a tip now, you connect on to the next, or hit continue on to the next page, and up will come 10 or 15 or 20%, and you nearly feel under pressure that you have to give a tip because they're standing over you looking at you.
Yeah, that's true. Although I would say, in my experience, like, I've no restaurant I've ever worked in withheld tips from the cards. They always, you know, did them at the end of the night and, you know, passed them on to the staff. I mean, it does add a little bit of pressure. And I know, you know, in the States where tipping is, there's far more of a culture in it. If there isn't, then it can feel kind of pressured and awkward. But again, you know, I just think it's the thing to do. And if you just factor that in when you're going out to eat, I think it's just taking care of the people that are taking care of you, basically.
Yeah,
and it is very, very hard work. Restaurant work, I mean, I've moved on from restaurant work, but it was definitely some of the hardest work that I ever did. And the other thing I just want to point out, a lot of people that are in restaurant work are vulnerable people. Like, they're people who aren't, you know, who are working in an industry that is not the most secure, it's not the most financially secure type of job. So I would have a lot of empathy for people in the industry. Sometimes they're young, or they're immigrants, or, you know, or that's their second job. So I suppose it just depends on how, you know, your outlook. But
okay. 1890-453-106. Rory is also on the line. Why did you get in touch with this, Rory, about tipping?
Well, two reasons. One is I have 12 years in the restaurant trade, historically. I'm out of it now, a long time. But we used to live on our tips as waiters in Dublin. The actual wages you got was kind of a top-up bonus. You could really do without it. but it was just the tips. But my son has started locally in a hotel, and the tips are atrocious. I mean, he spent ages with a couple, Irish couple, the other day, and there were 1,000 questions about where's good to walk, where's good to blah, you name it. And he had all his info. And at the end of the night, the woman actually came back and she said, thanks again. No money. Just thanks. He was fairly disgusted. That night, of the tables that he served, only 3 of them actually tipped.
Do you think that everybody should tip, or just then in good service? Like, I being really honest now, Rory, I would tip when I go to the hairdressers, and I would tip definitely if I was out for a meal, like an evening meal. But if I was out for, you know, getting a coffee and a scone at breakfast, or went out now for lunch to get a sandwich or something, I wouldn't always tip.
I probably would.
You don't want to see me in your restaurant.
Pretty right. No, I'd round it off if I'm going for a coffee and a scone, meeting up somebody, just round it up a little bit.
But I wouldn't be leaving a 10% tip now for a coffee and a scone at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I think somebody said it earlier on, that I think tipping should be indicative of the service you got, if it's above and beyond.
Yeah.
If somebody has taken the time to say, you know, how are you doing? Your accident isn't local. Where are you doing? How long are you here for? Just, you know, kind of a welcome. And you kind of go, well, that was nice. As against a grunt, slap 2 cups of coffee down in front of you and walk away. And I've no problem minimising the tip in that situation. But if I'm going to do that, I maximise the tip for above and beyond.
Do you think, is our attitude towards tipping, Rory, changed here in Ireland?
I can't say, because I'm not in the trade, but from the feedback my son has given me, maybe people are getting are they more cautious, or are they just watching the pennies? Don't know.
Yeah, because I would have thought maybe, like, you know, I'm probably trying to make more of an effort now, even since the pandemic, and in particular with in industries or sectors that have been closed for any period. 1890 453 106, if you want to join us here on Lunchtime Live. Zave is also on the line too. What's your own experience with tipping?
Andrea, how's it going? Thanks.
Good.
For... Hello. Hi, Andrea.
I can hear you perfectly.
How you doing? Thanks for having me on. Can you hear me?
I can indeed, yes.
Because, it was just the notice that you read out earlier that restaurant had in the window. That's kind of what twigged it with me, really, because I know some of the people who were already on had worked in restaurant trades and that, and they were saying it is hard, and it is, absolutely. They don't get paid an awful lot. But it was the fact that restaurant owner had said, our staff are a minimum wage and they lose most of that on taxes, so can you please leave a tip? Now, I had this discussion with a friend of mine who manages a bar in Nashville. Nashville has a lot of areas that's quite cheap, but they also have a downtown area that would be like our Tampa bar, quite expensive. And a buddy of mine manages one of those bars. And I was talking to him about this thing about tipping. You tip everywhere in the state, everybody. And he said, well, you see the girl behind the bar, well, she's only on like, whatever it was, $3 an hour, something like that, you know, so that's why. So I kind of thought, yeah, well, that's not my concern that you're not paying her more.
Yeah.
So you're asking the client to come in and supplement the fact that you're not paying your staff more money. The answer is pay them more. You know, because the bar is charging, like the Temple bars here, you know, ripping people off with huge prices. The owner is walking away with all that, you know, charging $7-$8 for a beer, and yet you're still only paying the bar staff minimum wage. So now, one thing that I did notice, some of the previous callers, they were talking about, well, it depends where you are, and that is a good point. I have no problem, let's say, tipping someone in a small coffee shop where the prices are reasonable, you know, and they're not making a fortune. That's fine. But when you're in a place where you're paying over the odds for something and you're still expected to tip. I was charged $5.80 for a pint in Drumcondra here only over the weekend. A friend of mine was charged €7 for a pint of cider. So, you know, when you're paying those kind of prices and then the owner of that place says, our guys are on minimum wage, you know, you kind of go, well, hang on a second, bro. You know, so in those situations where you're paying a lot of money for something, no, you know, a lot of that money should be going on, hey, pay yourself more money.
Yeah. Now, look, those in the business will come on the line, Zave, and they'll say, we've higher rents, we've security, we put on entertainment, that's what attracts people in, that's what brings the business and the footfall in the door. But no, I take your point. I've texts in here in the News Talk text line from people mentioning, you haven't mentioned yet, Andrea, that our minimum wage in Ireland is nearly is a lot higher than that, and nearly double of what you mentioned the minimum wage was in that restaurant in New York at just over $5, which too is a fair point. I have a text in here from a nurse who says, if I got a tip and accepted it, I'd be in big trouble. Why is it different in other occupations? We're still dealing with the public, hardworking. I don't think there should be any tips. You're getting paid for your job that you're doing, and that's the end of it. Another listener has gotten contact with us as well to say, one of the things that people never talk about when it comes to tipping is the fact that although they're meant to be declared for tax, they almost never are. You see, that's a point too, Zave, isn't it?
Well, it is, and also something else that I'm not sure whether it was brought up was when you see on a menu in a restaurant, service charge included, meaning that's the tip, is the staff getting that? And you don't know. I suppose at least if you gave somebody a tip straight to their hand. I know that in the bars in Nashville, you were saying that you worked in New York, it's probably the same there. The money actually does go into a jar and they divvy it up at the end of the night. So at least you do know.
And everyone gets a bit then, you know, because at the end of the day, I suppose it's, you know, I've a text in here from a listener who says, I'm the person who's cooked the food that you're eating. It's me you should be tipping. Another listener has texted in as well to make the point that, you know, I'm the one providing the service. If I'm nice to the customers, friendly to the customers and telling the customers about where they should go, then I should be the one to get it. So I suppose you get a bit of a row, we'll get up over that. James is on the line as well. James, what point would you like to make?
Well, Andrea, reiterate all those points, and by example, I'd say, well, you know, it's unsustainable for sure for a business to presume that the workers can be there really working for free as that thing. But across the world, there's different dynamics going ahead, and I've had an experience of having to circumvent that to tip people. I've had to hide my tips so as that the person serving me can get the tip, because it will be taken off them or go into the larger part of the business. And that happens across the world quite regularly. I've come across that in several places, not just in Europe, but in Africa and other places as well.
Okay.
So the real dilemma I have really here is I'm not interested in hearing about how difficult a business has it to do all these things. If you're being sustained by the worker who's doing the job, then really you're not a sustainable business. You know, you're living off the back of the largesse of the waiter or the waitress involved. I like to see clarity on this kind of thing. It's really simple. You know, if you have a tips process, the tips go to everyone who's involved in it, including the back house guys, the cooks, the chefs, everybody.
Yeah.
It goes to them all. Or, you know, you've got a policy. It's there. It's clarity. And really, I don't go to places where it's clear. But I have made an effort where it's unclear, or I know that the tips are being taken by the management to subsidise. They've even been taking the tips to subsidise. Not only are they on lower rates, they're taking it to subsidise the business. And that happens quite regularly. And I know it happens here in Ireland as well.
All right.
You know, that the tips go into a general pot for the business. And that's not right. But this, I really feel that it's an unfortunate situation that we're debating the toss about whether somebody is entitled to it. When we're talking about minimum wage, we're not talking about huge dollars here, you know. And on top of that, these people have been working through COVID where they could work, right, serving us, right, and putting themselves in harm's way to do a job, to earn a few bob. And we're talking about whether we give them an extra €2. We're not talking about big money here. It's really a neither here nor there argument. What do you think, Andrea?
Well, like, I tend to tip mainly when I'm at the hairdressers, because I'm there for a long period of time. I'd usually tip if I was out for I would always tip, actually, if I was out for a meal, an evening meal. But if I was flying in to get a coffee now after the show today, I wouldn't really tip. I mean, unless I'm kind of sitting down and there's, you know, some bit of period of time involved or there's some level of service. But if it's just kind of in, out, picking up something, I wouldn't. And I do, and if it's good service,
I'd agree with that. I think it has to, you know, we're talking about something that, well, actually, you've made a very good point, because we're talking about a very specific activity in a very specific industry. I don't tip, generally speaking, in all areas. I do tip when it comes to restaurants or where I know that the pay is on the edge of the things. But generally speaking, I don't. It's mostly focused on restaurants. And I wonder, is that in a way ignoring maybe the plight of people on minimum wage in other areas as well.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, if I was at a, that's myself.
Yeah,
if I was at a beautician's as well, I would too. Listen, we'll leave it there. James, thanks a million for getting in touch with us on Lunchtime Live today. In the States, server generally actively work for their tips. In Ireland, it's an expectation and you're often given a fairly mediocre service. No tipping in some of the most popular restaurants in the country because they pay their staff properly. All restaurants should just pay their staff. Damien says, I'm not sure where the figure of $5 came from when the minimum wage in New York is 15 per hour. This texter says, why should tippers hand a get out of paying wages jail card to the employer who's ultimately gaining the majority of the value generated by the excellent work of their employees? Why not give a share of the profits that the business is making based on having excellent workers rather than taxing the customer and allowing the business owner walk away with all the benefits? Keep them coming in. 53106.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.